What's up, family? Good morning. We're driving to school here, and Haven and I were talking about the magic pill. So this is Brandon. I've got Hope and Haven with me from Alpha Primal Health, and we're going to talk a little bit about a kid's perspective of the magic pill on Netflix and kind of how things look from their perspective. So I'm going to start with Haven Jewel. Haven, say hi and tell us a little bit about yourself.
What's up, my peeps? I'm Haven, and I don't really know what to say about myself. Bacon. I'm really obsessed with bacon.
Yep.
She loves some bacon, y'all.
Yeah, she does.
I literally have bacon in my lunchbox. It was leftover pre-cooked bacon.
Yes.
Yeah, and so anyway, about the magic pill, I really think it's like, I don't know how to explain this. It's a really good movie because it like explains what happens if you eat healthy and if you don't eat healthy.
There you go. So even though Dad had been like going, hey, eat healthy, eat healthy, eat healthy, and Mom, eat healthy, eat healthy, eat healthy, you guys heard those things, but to me, okay, from a parent's perspective, letting your children watch this movie will solidify what it is, the message that you're trying to get across to them. Because if they see people that have type 2 diabetes, for instance, and they see they have to get their finger pricked to test their blood sugar maybe several times throughout the day, at one point, Haven, you got a little dehydrated, is that right?
Yeah.
And we had to take you to the doctor, and what did they do?
I pricked my finger, and it was literally the most horrible thing in my life.
We like to torture about talking about it.
Okay, so the whole idea is for them to connect, because all you parents know out there that a lot of times children just don't listen to what you say. They may hear it, and it may wash through one ear and out the other several times.
And a lot of other knowledge.
Like a lot of other things that we try to tell them. But when they see someone else explaining it and having examples and having video of kids that have autism that are settling down, women that had type 2 diabetes who were coming off their medications and losing weight for the first time, they start to see it for themselves and it validates what you say. So Haven got to see firsthand what it was like to have her finger pricked to test her blood sugar at the doctor's office. And I think she thought that was so horrible that she never wants to do it again. So it was a perfect teachable moment. What is that teachable moment? Well, you can decide if you have type 2 diabetes or not, okay? Even if genetics are part of that, the epigenetics we talked about the other day, your genetics are a light switch, right? Haven, you've heard this before. And depending on your activities, what you do, what you eat, how you get sleep, all these things that tie into what your life is like, your circadian rhythm, you can change the way your body is. And through epigenetics, if your parents both had type 2 diabetes, that doesn't mean you have to have it, right? You can decide to eat better and move more and cut out the carbohydrates. So, Haven, what else about the movie sticks out in your mind that maybe is kind of almost life-changing for you?
Well, it's kind of funny because we've heard you say all these things, and we thought about them, but we didn't, like, really pay that much attention, I'm going to be completely honest. And I just really think it's a good movie because it, like, shows you about what scientists research about health and who first thought of the high-carb, low-fat diet.
The high-fat, low-carb diet, right? Not the high-carb, low-fat.
Well, that's what it kind of is with all the... Well, I don't know why this really is, like, in my brain. But when I think low
Yes.
And why I say high carb, low fat is because everyone thinks bread is so healthy. But nope. it's really not.
But why do they think that?
Because people tell them they can't help it.
Right, but I mean even our food pyramid, right?
Yeah.
You need to take the food pyramid and do what with it?
Flip it upside down. The sugar can go up with the wheats.
Yeah, well, exactly. So, Hope, you were about to say something as if you were not in the camp of children who didn't listen. Because, Hope, you listened, didn't you?
Yeah. I think it's really interesting.
Well, and what is interesting, because here's the thing. People have to find a why. Okay, and what does that mean? Why do I want to be healthy? Why do I want to have more energy? Because as you age in America, you look around, you just think everybody's supposed to get heavier, everybody's supposed to run out of energy. You know, grown-ups that have kids, they run out of energy and they can't play with kids, and that's just normal, right? But that's not the way God designed us, okay?
Yeah.
He designed us to... where if we have grandkids, if we'll make the right decisions every day, just small wins every day, good decisions, that when even I have a grandchild at some point, if that happens, I want to be able to get down on the floor and roll around and play with grandchildren, right? Well, I won't be able to do that if I don't do squatting, if I don't do walking, if I don't keep inflammation out of my body, which is for me, you know, very low carb. I actually have no dairy because I'm the health nerd, right? So that's my why. I wanted to be there for my kids, like coaching soccer the other day with Blake. You know, I was able to run and play, and I just had a lot of fun, and he thought that was a lot of fun.
And here's something funny that Blake told me that happened. Dad kicked the ball so hard and he fell backwards and just rolled backwards.
Yeah, I flipped
he didn't
up
get a
on
cramp
my.
Like a
oh my gosh.
No. I flipped backwards and rolled up and landed on my feet.
Whoa, so, I would have loved to see that. That's been so cool.
Did someone video it?
No, but the really cool thing was the ball went over Blake's head and he missed it and into the goal. That's why he said it looked like I was a professional, which is not true. I kind of stumbled and fell at the same time, but it looked so gracious that they thought I meant to do it. I totally meant to do that, right? So Hope J, do you have anything that I know you haven't seen the whole movie for some reason, but was there anything that really stuck out in your mind from the magic pill?
Well, all those kids, they're eating really healthy, but they're exercising so much and they're getting so tired out and they're just like tired of it and they're wondering what's wrong with them, but they're not really paying attention to what they're eating. They say they're eating healthy, but you see that one scene of that girl eating Nutella and those breadstick thingies.
Well, now, I think you're crossing two movies. Okay, sorry, folks. At my house, we watch documentaries about health.
Yeah.
So Hope is actually talking about the next one, which is Fed Up.
Yeah, that's the one we had on the other night.
That was perfect. That one, to me, was very, very impactful because you got to see children struggling with obesity, which is obviously an epidemic in this country.
Yes.
And the doctor told her to get on Weight Watchers, right? Well, what do Weight Watchers tell her?
She's too young.
She's too young. What does that mean, people?
You're not too young to eat healthy.
What? There you go. Well, our kids can't get onto some kind of program, which honestly, Weight Watchers doesn't deal with a problem. Okay? Mm-hmm. So Weight Watchers is not going to cure your type 2 diabetes where a ketogenic diet and a fasting-focused lifestyle can. So that's the difference. All right. How many meals do I eat a day?
Usually one or two.
Usually he eats like two of them and all of his meals involve meat.
He eats a lot of burger and black olives.
And steak. Yesterday, I'm going to say what he had on his cutting board. He showed me the picture.
Now, why do I use a cutting board on those days? Because a plate won't hold all that food, right?
So he had a big old ribeye. He had how many ounces of meatballs?
21 ounces of meatballs.
21 ounces of meatballs. Some.
What were that? The meatballs were made of zucchini, ground sirloin, and ground chuck. So sirloin was just to make it a little less fatty, and just the ribeye was plenty of fat. And then I had, oh my goodness, I made what we would call fudge, but I call these something else because I didn't put any chocolate in it. They're like candy pecans, and they were the best thing I've made so far, so I'll have to let y'all try those.
He won't let us yet.
Post how to make it on Instagram.
Or YouTube.
He posts
No, it's not on Instagram. Mostly on Facebook and YouTube, but...
Post on YouTube.
I do some. Okay, so, Haven Jewel, after we watched The Magic Pill, you started making different eating choices, or it seemed like it.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah, tell me about that.
Well, I just thought that if I were to eat healthier, then it wouldn't get so big. Dad, he said that he used to be a big fatty.
Oh, ouch.
You said that yourself.
Well, I was up to 230 pounds. Yeah.
And he's lost like one of me, and I'm like, what, 70, 80
pounds?
Well,
you know, I was 160 pounds this morning. So if you do the math, what is 230 minus 160?
Wait.
That's 70 pounds.
Whoa. I could have done the math in my head.
I know. Sorry. Anyway, go ahead. So you're saying you started to think, well, I don't want to eat unhealthy because I don't ever want to be in that situation. That's what I've told all my kids. If you never gain weight like I did, then
you never have to deal with it.
You never have to deal with it. And someday, mark my words, and now you can mark this podcast, you guys are going to be thankful that Mom and Dad tried to get you guys to eat healthy.
We are thankful.
Y'all are?
Yeah.
Well, sometimes y'all complain pretty heavily about it.
Not all healthy food is delicious.
Hey, that is a very good point. And here's what I would say to that. As you guys get older and y'all decide, hey, you know what? I want to do a little like some of the fasting that Dad has done. It totally, like even doing a 24-hour fast resets your what tastes good and what doesn't taste good. And the more healthy food you eat, kind of the more healthy food you want to eat, right? Because it changes your gut bacteria, what they call the microbiome, right?
Yeah, that's actually kind of what's happening with me because I'm eating more healthy and I'm actually starting to want to eat more healthy. And the other day, someone offered me a Starburst and I really wanted it, but I said no because I had already had a bunch of unhealthy food that day. I may not have been... a really big thing of sugar.
Aha, bravo, Haven. See, that's what we're talking about. You know, and Hope, if she eats too much sweet stuff, she'll show it to us later.
Yeah, I've been that way my entire life. They used to feed me as a baby, and then I'd start like kind of gagging, and then they'd turn me around and hold me over the floor. They'd had this one spot, my little barfing spot.
Hope has a sensitive stomach, which don't be sad. Think about this though. To me, this ought to explain everything, all in one little example. Hope, let's think about it. What food has ever caused you to throw up like that?
Sweets. Like cake, brownies,
hot dogs,
all that.
And
I also hate hot dogs. Hot dogs are disgusting.
Okay. She's crazy. Yeah, and I think if we all saw what they put in hot dogs, none of us would eat them. But that's another podcast, right?
Yeah.
but think about that. The only foods that ever have made you throw up like that
Are sugary foods.
So I think it's a great mechanism. You're built with it that keeps you from overeating those kind of things. See, that's the problem with me and Blake, also
Hope
known
is
as
so
Stakey.
Skinny. That's why she's such a stick. When you hug her, you can literally feel her hip bone.
She's grown taller. Hope is at a healthy weight, just like you are, Haven.
But you can literally feel her
don't worry about it. Well, yeah, that's okay. That's good. So, like me and Blake, we have, I would call them like dumpster stomachs, you know, where you could throw trash in there and we would eat it and just kind of, you know, belch and move on.
Yeah, it's like, you know, Lucky. How Hope gagged? As we were talking about a minute ago, well, I would, like, kind of gag, and Mom would point me to the barfing spot, and then I would just, like, be all right and, like, keep feeding me.
Right, just keep on feeding you. But we were so used to Hope, every time there's a little, it was coming. And you just had to, like a water hose, just point it a different way, right?
I'm a water hose now.
Water hose. So, now, that's one of the things I think is so cool about this movie, and I know I've shared it, I've talked about it several times. Everybody needs to watch this movie, and with What's With Wheat, that was something I posted. That's another one, and it's kind of the same thing. And then you look at what was the other one? Hope the Fed Up,
yeah,
and the Magic Pill. And now there's others out there that are on Amazon Prime and Netflix.
Yeah, like Izzy told me about a few that they watched.
Yeah,
that I had not heard of before, and I forgot all of the names.
Well, and the one that they watched that was so powerful, I think, to Wes was the Magic Pill.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, well, let's get this poison out. We know it's poison.
Because Izzy said that he literally wanted to take all that stuff and just do exactly what they did, throw it all in the trash.
Yeah, a pantry clean out, right? Which is a great place to start. because willpower is not something that you need to really, a lot of people think willpower is what it takes, and really setting up your life to not have to depend on willpower is a very awesome way to do it. So what would that mean? That would mean like
getting rid of it.
That's right, Hope.
So you won't be tempted to eat it.
Yeah, so
get it every day when you go to get the bacon.
Get it out of the house. Now the bacon, you know, you're okay to eat the bacon. Right?
The bacon is amazing.
Eggs are amazing.
Yes.
Yeah, the bacon's better.
Beef is amazing. In many different forms. I need to get us a brisket. We need to cook a brisket.
Brisket. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Okay, if you're listening to this, go to Edwards. Go to the little brisket section, but do it at like, kind of not too early in the morning, but in the morning. Cause
yeah, like 10-ish.
10-ish, yeah.
Edwards Food Giant Bryant.
The pre-cooked brisket.
It's so good.
It is literally, almost as good as bacon.
Listen.
Notice she said almost.
Almost. She said almost. But that man, it's awesome. Now, mm-hmm. I can tell you, the Magic Pill, what else does it talk about that was impactful, Haven?
Well, it just shows that, well,
what did y'all think about the autistic children who really started to calm down? That one little girl who was eating nothing but Doritos, chicken nuggets, and maybe some Cheetos and whatever else, and she was bouncing all over the walls, bouncing everywhere, and then they kind of introduced healthy food, kind of like you guys did. Sometimes y'all would pitch a fit, not quite as bad. And then at the end of that next week, what was she doing? She was sitting down with her fork, feeding herself steak, all these healthy vegetables.
And
y'all remember that?
She was just so calm. She would sit down.
And she started talking for the first time.
Yeah.
Right? See, that's just so crazy that people don't realize that autism can be healed through food and things like that. That's what's so crazy, right? In America. And those people were spending so much money on medications. I mean, it was about to break the family because it was so much money. So food is medicine, right? Medicine is food. So okay, anything else you guys want to talk about?
Bacon.
Well, I know you always want to talk about bacon.
Books.
Well,
I love books.
I think you'll have to get your own podcast for books, okay? Hope, are you going to get one?
Why can't we just use
I would kind of rather use YouTube. I like YouTube.
You like YouTube?
Yeah, I like seeing the videos.
So you like seeing the video. What about you on YouTube? You want to be on YouTube? You just want your hands being on YouTube, maybe making some origami or doing some art or something like that. Yeah. So.
I can make origami. I made an origami pencil holder.
Oh, that's awesome. So, are you done telling us about what you thought of the magic pill, Haven Jewel?
I just think that anyone can watch it no matter how old they are.
Yes.
That's right. And it can change how they think and what they want to do and how they treat their family, right?
Yeah.
Because if you see that, it's poison, you don't want to feed your family that. And one of the rules in Jordan Peterson's book, remember we talked about this, Hope?
Yeah.
In his 12 Rules for Life, Jordan Peterson, which awesome book. One of the rules is take care of yourself like someone you're in charge of taking care of, right? So as an example, a grandparent that you're supposed to take care of, how are you going to want to feed them? How are you going to want to take care of them? Absolutely.
You take care. It's funny because people take care of other people more than they take care of themselves.
Yeah.
In America, people try to take care of their pets better than they take care of themselves,
but
right?
Don't look at me.
Them dogs are fat. Well, our dog is pretty skinny. I do not know why he's so skinny.
Well, he throws up if he eats 1 gram of fat. So, you know, that's why he's so skinny probably.
And Lexi, our grandparents' dog,
she's like a Tootsie Roll.
That's literally her nickname. She is just so fat. I mean, like, no offense, Lexi. But
she's like one of the sweetest dogs, but she's...
Yeah.
Well,
she has tiny little legs, but a big old belly.
Well, anything on this planet that gets fat, how does it get fat?
Humans feed it.
There you go. So it's either humans or humans. There you go.
That get fat on this planet
are humans.
It's humans and what they feed. Do not interrupt me, Hope.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, guys. Well, listen, we're almost to school. So everybody that's listening, we appreciate you. Please, as a parent, let your kids watch some of these documentaries. And if you need encouragement to make healthy choices, you watch these documentaries as well. So thank you guys for being here. Please subscribe to our channel, share this audio, and hopefully we can continue to build this community and get this message out. We need to have self-care, people. Say goodbye, everybody.
Peace. Adios. Out.
Again, this is Brandon with Alpha Primal Health. Thank you so much for your time staying with us. We really appreciate it. Please help us get this message out by sharing the podcast. And we look forward to bringing you some good content. Take care.